Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. You know I have an affinity to M&Ms. All my kids are M&Ms. That's a big shout out to Marissa, Mia, Miles, and Marlena Meltzer, all the M&Ms. Well, I have a new friend in M&M. His name is Miguel A. Martinez. Miguel Martinez, the founder and CEO at That Smooth Luxury Men's Grooming. Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Well, it's great to be here. And interesting, you say M&M. When I first went to college, I was playing ball. One of the backup center, whenever I made a nice move, he would be M&M. So that name has been with me for a while. I mean,
I love it, man. You know, well, moniker. When I played college football and I scored, I'd always say money, money. And they'd say, okay, there you go, M&M. Well, speaking of money, money, your business, That Smooth Luxury Men's Grooming Products, is money, money. It's at the right place, the right time. But like anything else, it's not an overnight success. I think it's important for people to know the background of you and the brand, because you really created it to serve a purpose. And, you know, my first question is, for the sake of what did you create this luxury men's brand?
For the sake to be able to, I'll backtrack a little bit. In a nutshell, for decades, I suffered from extreme irritation. If you look at my skin now, it's even tone. It was beginning to hyperpigment.
It's smooth. Let's be honest.
You look smooth.
Listen, you look way younger than me.
The skin's so smooth, we had to add an extra O.
I love it.
So I had these issues. I would get razor bumps in certain areas, not much. Mine was mostly irritation and bumps in the wrong places. One of my sons, both of them were stepping into their professional best, and one who's corporate, and he would just break out with the bumps. The other was an artist, curator, rapper, and, you know, and in fact, Snoop Dogg's latest track, he produced that music for it. But his beard would frizz out. He was getting beard dandruff, the other one. So I just set out to create a solution for us. Then a big motivating factor as well is I started to see in too many people that I grew up with that were now had contracted cancer. I was looking at diabetes. I was just looking at these bad health outcomes. And my mother was the first one. We have a strong oral history. So she was the first one to actually contract cancer. And so I began the research as well. And I became aware of this thing called acute poisoning. And acute poisoning, and we've, you know, found this out, which is why the EPA is strengthened so much. And that is that if you live in certain environments around factories, the air quality is bad. We learned in Flint, the water quality gets bad. And then most importantly, when you look at food quality, what you eat and then what you put on your skin all goes in, particularly on your skin. Your blood absorbs it in about an hour or so. So while the FDA says it's okay now, over decades, you know, these problems arise. And now, you know, you got, you know, cancer treatment and things of that nature. So my main motivation was to create an effective suite of grooming products that were fully natural, that did the job, and that combined skincare and grooming into one. So we created multi-purpose or multitasking products that were made specifically for men with melanated skin and textured hair. And so we are unique in that regard. And then I needed to reflect me, right? See my shirt, own your look, own your energy. So, you know, I'm a former stockbroker, insurance professional. And so, you know, I had a professional life. So therefore, what I put on, it also had to identify me as well. And so that was the motivation for creating the suite of products. And, you know, we tested it, you know, in barbershops and cigar lounges in the New York metropolitan area for about, you know, a year and a half, basically testing it and testing it and testing it until we got it to where, you know, it is, you know, today. But the main motivator was that people started to see the noticeable improvement in my skin. And so they started to ask for it. And my wife just challenged me. She said, you should look into it because there are millions of guys in this country that just like you and the boys. So when I did the math and realized that, you know, men of color comprise 30% of grooming industry revenue, which is right now that number is 5 billion. And then luxury buyers are right at 1.5, but the numbers were less back then 7 years ago. But, you know, the percentages still worked out. I said, I'm not going to complain why Gillette's not doing it. And I know, you know, why they're not doing it, because they're general market products. But there's enough of us that could use these products.
Yeah, there's more than enough that can use the products. And you've really elevated some of the key components of being a high net wealth sales professional like you were in the stock industry as well as the insurance industry. Style is very important. Confidence is very important. Self-care and values. And you've utilized all four of those throughout your personal and professional journey. And as I have tried the products now myself, from the packaging to the performance, it is amazing to see these type of characteristics. I think of style, confidence, self-care, and values, and how the product is delivered and who it's delivered to. But it's as much as it has all of that, there is always the challenges of a startup. And yes, you have the main quality of a great entrepreneur, which is the desire that you must be what you can be. You're not a quitter. How important is it to have that perseverance and commitment to excellence and to success in order to get you to where you want to be?
Yeah, well, it's everything, Dave. And you know this growing up as an athlete as well. I mean, first, you know, you want to make the squad. And then when you make the squad, you want to spend as little time on the bench as possible. You want playing time. So, you know, I was just one of those guys who was just always persistent. So just taking it back to, you know, being a kid, I still carry that today, which was in my park in Harlem. I mean, even he was Lou Alcindor at the time. But I mean, we had guys in the Rucker Pro League, guys playing international ball, D1 ball. They all would converge on my park in the summer once the sun started to go down. And so I was there and I'm like, I'm going to play with them. Not only am I going to play with them, but I'm going to stay on the court, you know, and if my team loses, somebody's going to pick me up, you know, like that was my attitude. So when guys were on the benches, whatever, smoking weed or shooting dice or trying to get with girls, you know, I was back there perfecting my craft. Some of the older guys saw my dedication and they worked with me. And then again, you know, it's just that persistence. And I just stayed with it. So every time I had a setback or something wasn't happening, I would just, you know, go in more. But I think the biggest motivating factor, I have to attribute it to my late mother. And if I get a little emotional, you know, forgive me, but
I'm a 57-year-old mama's boy, so you got me, brother.
Okay, I got you. So when I was about, I don't know, 5, maybe 6 years old, I was watching television. I don't know whether it was Father Knows Best or one of those shows, Leave It to Beaver. But I saw that, you know, they lived at a level that was higher than mine. And I just said to my mother, I asked her, I said, well, what does it take to live like that? And she said to me, well, you have to get a good education, so you have to be very good in school. I'm like, okay, that's not a problem. Is that it? She says, but there's one thing. You have to go to a level of school called college. And college costs money. And I will not be able to afford to send you to college. So you have to find a way to get there yourself. And then she saw the look on my face because I was like, okay, college, get there myself. I'm only 6 years old, 5. And she says, however, there is nothing in this world that you cannot accomplish that anybody else has. All you have to do is commit it in your heart and your mind, and you will find a way. And just don't quit. Stay persistent. Just don't quit on yourself. And so, you know, that's where it emanated from. And that's what still drives me today. And then most importantly, I want successful outcomes. And my life, no life is linear. You know, I realize that, you know, life has its peaks and valleys like the stock chart, right? And there are times you have to circle back around because you didn't get it the first time. But to me, that's just knowledge that I put, you know, in my head. And, you know, as an Afro-Latino, even dealing with some racial issues in this country and things of that nature, that's why my mother was big on grooming. But also, you know, I just knew that, you know, I had to just be persistent, not let no get in my way. And if I kept hearing the no's, I'd eventually hear the yeses.
And I always say, whenever I hear no, I just say, good, I'm 24 no's away to getting from where I wanted. My mom told me, if you're not going to invest in yourself, what will you ever invest in? And you need to invest in yourself to get to where you want to be, college, grad school, successful business person, whatever it may be. You got to invest in yourself. And well, you certainly have made that investment.
Well, and just in light, what I forgot to mention was that all of that just told me that no one can take away what's between my ears.
Yes, sir.
Once I get it between my ears, you start to connect the dots and eventually it'll work out. You just got to stay with it. Far too many people fall off because they don't find the grit.
Yeah, I always tell people to make it happen. I always tell people, because I lost over $100 million, you know, went bankrupt, had to make it back. I said, yeah, but nobody could take the $1 trillion machine that I was born with.
Right.
Yeah, this $1 trillion machine, that's what it would cost to recreate even something less capable than it. I was given it for free. I'm not going to waste it. This $1 trillion machine up here for you, mindset has been a really important part of building your business where it is today.
Yeah.
What is that mindset as far as putting the client first, providing value to exceed what you're asking for?
Well, to answer that question, me and my boys we were like our own customer. So the whole point is, what is the outcome that I want? And clearly it's a great outcome, particularly as it comes to skincare, but then also again, the health outcomes in communities of color was a motivating factor. So this was an area where I could help impact it. That really is the biggest now, as far as business is concerned. I want, my heart glows every time we get a glowing reviews. Of the hundreds of reviews that we have, the average of 4.8 on a 5 scale. So that to me is the biggest thing. And then also customer experience. And then, you know, building the community around knowing that we are committed to our demographic, to our avatar clients, and to our community. Because when brands like mine grow, then we are able to also financially impact our communities in a positive way, number one. Number two, and this is probably number one, when I was growing up, the big businessmen that I saw were big drug dealers and number runners. They were all gangsters. So I didn't have it in my head, or they were entertainers, right? Or pro athletes. But none that were really doing legitimate business, you know, in a way. So I had no model. So I had to find them. And I model YouTube, Dave. I want you to know I'm always on YouTube checking you out. And you've been very helpful in terms of having me shift and be, you know, in my flow. But I want, and I speak, my wife has a charm and etiquette school here, and I accompany her. But this always goes back. I mean, I'm a former championship youth basketball coach. I've taken teams where they had no hope. They won one or two games the prior season, and so their mindset wasn't past, you know, two wins. And so the whole key is, what does sports really teach? So I want to empower our youth. I want to be that kind of model where kids who look like me and my family could say, hey, you know what? You know, I don't have to be Jay-Z or Drake or LeBron. I can find a way to build a business, find a need that I relate to, and work it, but know that it's going to take a lot of persistence. And so, you know, that's the other area where I give impact on a regular basis. Even going back to when I lived in Atlanta, I presided over the first inner city junior golf program. This predates First Tee. And actually 3 mayors ago, he came through our program. And so we only lost like one or two kids to the street, but it's what golf did in that environment. It being an etiquette sport where you had to pretty much referee yourself. And but this, the experience of us having them travel around the country and playing with kids that were of much higher economic status. And once they competed, they gained confidence. And so all of them have developed, everyone who stayed in the program has developed a super productive life. And that warms me to no end. And that's something that I'll always do.
And it warms me as well on my mission to empower over 1 billion people by empowering even the M&M of.
Yes. And you are. Thank you so much.
That's smooth. You can check it out. Where can people order the products and where can people invest in the company?
Okay. Well, they can order the products at www.thatsmooth.com. Let me spell it. It's capital T H A T S, capital S M triple O T H.com. Thatsmooth.com. And then also, yes, you know, by virtue of GoFundMe, we are in the process of doing an equity raise. So right now we'll have on our menu, on our website, we'll have a link, you know, for people who want to know our story and invest in it. But I will tell you, we have something unique in the marketplace that addresses anywhere from 1.5 to 5 billion in revenue. And the reality of it is we have a formula that works. And it's not only a growth model. So I want our people to get in and get in early, because one of the things that people fail to realize by virtue of equity crowdfunding, the Obama administration created this thing in the Jobs Act. And he did it because me being a former stockbroker and working for a couple of boutique firms, and David, you know this well, people, the only wealthy people were able to participate in private placements. So when those companies got acquired or they were spinned out into an IPO, when you see they got phenomenal, tremendous returns. So now equity crowdfunding gives you, a regular person, the opportunity to build a portfolio of private companies that will significantly impact your wealth.
If you want growth and grooming all in one website, go to thatsmooth.com. Thank you so much. He's the M&M, like I said, Luxury Grooming. A good friend of mine.
The M&M's here.
Miguel Martinez, thank you so much for joining me. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.